So what's going on? When are we going to get out of this mess?
Well, we're hoping that the president will finally decide that leadership involves negotiating. When that takes place, I think we can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the issue now that while the Democrats in the Senate, Harry Reid specifically, and the president have pushed it to a shutdown, some of us think that that's exactly what they wanted to do. But nonetheless, it's taken place. So Republicans, after offering four bills that completely funded government, compromise with each successive bill in that four-bill effort, down to finally saying, Mr. President, all we're asking for is the opening of government to keep that going and delay of the individual mandate, just like you gave unconstitutionally, but nonetheless you gave a delay of the corporate or the employer mandate. We expect that it's only right to delay it for the individual citizens as well until we get this thing right. And your website sign-up process certainly has shown that Obamacare is not ready for prime time. So we're asking for fairness, and we're also asking that the law be put back to its original form that requires members of Congress, their staffs, to carry the full weight of being on Obamacare, the exchange program, and not having a subsidy coming from the taxpayer. And we also would like you, as the president, the White House, your staff, to be under that same principle. So that was the final offer. They didn't accept that. They wouldn't even deal with it. We asked for a conference committee. They wouldn't accept that. That's a negotiating committee. And so then we went to individual bills, trying to take care of the most pressing needs in the shutdown, in funding things like the National Institutes of Health, funding the Veterans Administration, funding the parks and memorials, monuments. So World War II vets, for instance, could come to their memorial and see it without having to break through lines. So we keep doing that, and they keep saying no. So who is shutting down government? It's certainly not the House representative, when in fact it's a bipartisan vote that sends these bills over to the Senate in every case.
Can you tell us about your vote on Head Start, too?
Yes, we voted to fund Head Start.
Yeah.
And that so far has been rejected by the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, when they complain about Head Start programs not being funded, that's only because of the White House threat to veto and the Senate's unwillingness to take it up.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of listeners. That's certainly one of the topics that has come up when we've just been chatting with folks about it is Head Start. And of course, you mentioned the World War II veterans as well. We've had them on, and we've had some local people that have had the opportunity to fly out there and you know, things like that. It's really sad to see.
It is sad to see, and that's why we believe that this shutdown is meant for punitive reasons. It's meant to put the most grief and pain on the common ordinary people as possible in order to try to just simply get a continuation of overspending, of increasing our debt. We're almost $17 trillion now. When is it time to start drawing in our spending and live within a budget? And that's the concern. So here you have pain being inflicted on World War II vets. You've got, sadly, five of our finest military coming home in caskets, and the funding isn't there to bring their families to Dover Airfield to accept and receive home their loved ones. Because the Pentagon and I would say this administration is unwilling to release the funds to do that. We have put the funding in the military bill that we passed, and finally they are implementing that for National Guard and reserves, so they're being paid. But I mean, it is just ridiculous. It's unconscionable what is being done by this administration to try to inflict pain so that political gain comes from it. And that's not the way a country should be run. We're not asking for 100%. We don't expect to get that. That's not negotiation. But we are expecting to at least have issues addressed in a fashion that says we're going to work together for the best of this country. So the House will continue. We have more bills that will be coming up today to fund key component parts of government, including paying for military families to be able to have their funeral expenses for service people, their family members that have died in service. And we'll also be looking at things like funding the FAA so companies that are producing planes can get serial numbers on the tails of their planes so they can sell them and get them in the air and not shut down our aviation industry. Those are the things that we're attempting to do in the House, and we'll keep passing those bills, and hopefully some point in time the president will realize that in order to lead like Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan and others, you've got to come to the table and you've got to encourage the House and Senate to meet and hammer out the issues. There will be heat generated, there'll be disagreement, but ultimately there'll also be agreement that comes together and a conclusion that works for the best of this country.
Something we can all agree on, you mentioned the military and the World War II veterans. They're being set, there's a local chapter, Talons Out, that will be flying a group of World War II veterans on October 26th. It's a Saturday. And you're invited. Are you busy on the 26th?
Well, it looks like if, unless the president negotiates, we may still be here. like I said, we've worked each of the last two weekends wishing that the Senate would work as much as we've been doing, but passing bills. So if that's the case on the 26th, I will most likely be here. I've greeted World War II vets from Michigan and other states. I've been involved with members of Congress opening up those gates for them. I don't think they needed us to do that. These veterans would have done it themselves, but we certainly wanted to thank them for their service.
Oh, definitely.
And wanted to be there to make sure that they were not pushed back from going into their memorial.
Right. So it's the 26th, and the Welcome Committee is meeting at Western. I could send you the information, Congressman.
Send me the information, and like I said, if I'm here in Washington, I'd love to greet them over at the memorial itself.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the air with us as always, sir.
Thank you, and let's keep the communication going.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.